In the day's other news, recount efforts in Florida's Senate and governor races hit another snag. Voting machines in Palm Beach County overheated last night as election officials raced to meet a Thursday deadline. They now have to recount 174,000 early voting ballots. Meanwhile, in Georgia, all but one county has certified their election results. They have until Friday to declare a winner in the governor race between Republican Brian Kemp and Democrat Stacey Abrams. And last night in California, Democrats picked up another House seat after Josh Harder ousted four-term Republican Congressman Jeff Denham. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May has secured her cabinet's backing for a proposed Brexit deal to leave the European Union. May told reporters today that she firmly believes the agreement is, quote, the best deal that could be negotiated. But its fate remains uncertain, as it still requires approval from the European Union and the British Parliament. We'll take a closer look at the terms of the deal later in the program. Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman resigned suddenly today to protest a ceasefire between Israel and Gaza militants. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will take over his defense portfolio in the interim, as he will continue to serve as the country's foreign minister. In Jerusalem today, Lieberman said the ceasefire was his last straw after 2 days of deadly cross-border attacks.
For me, what happened yesterday, the ceasefire yesterday, combined with the long-term deal with Hamas, is a surrender to terrorism. There's no other definition, no other meaning, but surrender to terrorism.
Meanwhile, in Gaza, Palestinians and Hamas officials celebrated the news of Lieberman's resignation.
This constitutes a victory for the resistance and recognition of defeat and failure by Lieberman and the Zionist occupation. It's a failure of the policy of siege and devastating wars against the Gaza Strip.
So far, the truce reached yesterday has largely held. But this afternoon, Israeli troops fatally shot a Palestinian fisherman they said had gotten too close to the border fence separating Gaza and Israel. In total, 7 Palestinians and 1 Israeli have been killed in this week's fighting. Back in this country, Defense Secretary James Mattis visited some of the more than 5,000 U.S. troops stationed along the Mexico border. President Trump deployed them as multiple caravans of Central American migrants journeyed north to seek legal asylum in the U.S. Today, Secretary Mattis toured a military base in McAllen, Texas, with Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. Before arriving, he said the troops are there to support border personnel and not to confront the migrants.
The Department of Defense missions do not involve military personnel at this time directly participating in any law enforcement. At the present, I do not anticipate military personnel coming into direct contact with migrants.
Right now, the migrant caravan is making its way toward California. Nearly 400 Central Americans arrived in the Mexico border city of Tijuana today aboard a fleet of school buses. And stocks fell on Wall Street again today, dragged down by losses in the banking and tech sectors. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost nearly 206 points to close at 25,080. The NASDAQ fell 64, and the S&P 500 slipped 20. Still to come on the NewsHour, inside the legal and ethical questions surrounding the new acting U.S. Attorney General. Congress returns to Washington after Democrats took the House in the midterm elections. British Prime Minister Theresa May finds a breakthrough on Brexit, and much more.